Kitchen. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, business groups continue to beg the governor and legislature do not move forward with the proposed corporate transit fee. It impacts businesses making more than $10 million annually. Michelle Sekirka with the New Jersey Business and Industry Association says this could really put a dent in the appeal of the Garden State.
When a company has the opportunity to create its next 10, 100, or 1,000 jobs or build a new facility, they're going to look for the low-cost state to do it.
The proposal aims to create a dedicated funding source for NJ Transit. New Jersey is encouraging taxpayers who work from a home for New York-based employers to sue New York in court for taxing their wages. Connecticut is now considering it as well. There's hundreds of millions of dollars on the line for both states. And last year, Governor Murphy signed legislation that rewards New Jersey residents with a tax break who win their tax appeal. Now Connecticut wants to offer a similar bounty. Out-of-state taxpayers paid nearly $8.8 billion in 2021 in taxes, roughly 15% of New York's total income tax revenues. It's been proposed before, and now it's being brought up again by lawmakers. Should New Jersey create a deposit system for cans and bottles, allowing you to get a few cents back when you return the container? Gary Sondemeyer with the Association of New Jersey Recyclers says such a move would only take us backwards.
We think that a bottle bill would basically dismantle the system that we currently have in New Jersey.
Environment advocacy groups say some states with plastic bottle deposit laws have recycling rates way higher than New Jersey's. A man threatening to jump from a bridge onto I-78 in Newark during the afternoon commute Tuesday survived the leap and was taken to the hospital. Photos showed the man standing on the Lyons Avenue overpass. Newark police said that despite efforts to de-escalate, the man jumped and hit the asphalt below. However, he survived and was taken to the hospital. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Are we going to see some showers later today? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather still has a couple showers and even a rumble of thunder later this afternoon. We're going to have some sunshine poke through after that. High temperatures are not going to be far from 70, and then we'll dip down to about the mid to upper 30s generally, but closer to the northwestern spots down to 30 degrees, and that's going to be under clear to partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, cooler despite the sunshine we're looking at, a high of 50 at the coast to near 60 farther inland. And then on Friday, we finish off the work week with a good deal of sunshine, and our high temperatures are going to be a little bit warmer at around mid-50s at the coast to about the mid-60s inland. From the Maloof Auto Group Weather Desk, this is meteorologist Jeff Nordine.
Weather brought to you by MyPillow. The $25 extravaganza is going on now. Get a two-pack of multi-use MyPillows for just $25. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-315-0584 and use promo code JERSEY for free shipping on orders over $75 today. Clark, 61. Middletown, 58. Atlantic City is 60. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.